Hey, it's Brian, and welcome to TPN The Walk-On. Today's episode, we use Joel's Week 7 triumphs as a roadmap for Week 8. And now, from the Bet Bunker in Bushwick, here is your host, Joel Walkowski. So happy the Browns won.
Yeah, you got to win. I got to win.
Look at that.
An amazing
Look
victory.
At that, Joel.
Even Sam, grumpy old Eagles Kotler, the nest.
Is that how they call in the Eagles? Is that how they do it?
Yeah. Yeah, we're all winners here. And it was a sloppy one.
Oh, yeah.
Just like me shaving my face. I missed a couple hairs.
Everyone misses a hair. It happens.
Okay? I know. I checked it. I want to look good for the walk-on. I moisturize, I shave up, and I missed a little bit. Right underneath here. I can't show you without it. I'm making an inappropriate gesture.
That's good.
They're right here.
Stop it. Get out of there.
We're playing with house money. We're cooking with
grease. Yeah, but
I'm going
to find you. I'm going to find you like the refs. I'm gonna like the NFL. I'm going to find you for weird hand gestures.
Hey, we got money to spend. FCC don't mean nothing to me. Yesterday, what a Sunday. 9-0-1. We're having fun alone in my apartment doing vocal rest so I can come out here and project to the good listeners of the walk-on.
Like you're Patti LaBelle or some shit.
Yeah, I love it. And I'm a little worse yesterday because I just screamed, Hawk!
That's what you get. You're not doing it. You have to rest those vocals, my friend.
So there was a very stirring Detroit Lions win yesterday.
Yeah, do you deserve it?
Of course I deserve it. I've got family back in Michigan, and like every time we play Atlanta, those games are crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always memorable. We had a game in England where we had a 20-point comeback under Caldwell.
Oh.
Last time we played.
Prince Harry was probably watching.
Prince Harry, Prince William, yeah. Even the Queen. She was wanted to see what this modern damn Marino Matthew Stafford was all about.
don't say that. Oh, my God.
Clutching her pearls, looking at the greatest American cannon ever to exist.
I love it. I love it. Oh, look over there, Prince. Look over there, Harry.
Is that a franchise quarterback, Mama? Yes, it is. We haven't seen a skull that shape since we met the Kennedy family. That's how we know this guy's a friggin' leader.
Oh, boy.
Last time the Falcons and Lions played, I took my whole family. I took my sweet little godson, Julie, into
Great.
The game. I took his mother, my cousin. I Love took it. Cousin Liam. Mm-hmm. We all went there. Lions won the game. It was a walk-off. Then they reversed it.
Oh.
So I had to sit down with my six-year-old godson and say, hey, it's welcome to a lifetime of losing. It'll always be taken away from us.
Right.
The good things are fleeting. So now to get one back on Atlanta in the same fashion felt incredible.
That was for the Falcons to go on the 4-5. 4-5. You're going to go for it. You are a dumb franchise right there. Just kick the ball. Do something less than that. It was irate. I feel like Arthur Blank called down. He was like, tank this ball. Sorry, guys, tank it. Because that was just unacceptable.
You know how, like, women, when they're in proximity a lot, like, their cycles will sync up?
Sure, that's a medical history
it's
fact.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, women's bodies, they're governed by the moon, you know? And
ooh, water on the moon.
Water on the moon. You think aliens like white water rafting?
Oh, I think they love it. I think they created it and brought it down to Earth.
That would explain it. What's better than the pyramids? A little trip down the river with your pals.
That's right. And then hopefully, maybe the Falcons and the Lions can have a game on the moon. There you go.
Whoa. England first, next stop the moon. We're like Richard Branson too, all over again. But yeah, I think our cycles as sports fans synced up.
Sure.
Because we had amazing life-affirming victories within 90 seconds of each
other.
Yeah,
yeah. I can't believe the Browns came back. I cried. I cried in front of Nicole. Like, it was not like a full cry. It was like more of like tear, just like my tear ducts were filled with water, so I was crying a little bit. But I've never seen a comeback from the Browns like in a long time. and just a signature win by Baker. Just five touchdowns after his throw that pretty much hurt OBJ is going to be, of course, on his mind, but he's got to be happy. He's put his team like on his back finally. Just so upsetting. It's so great and so upsetting at the same time, you know?
Yeah, but in order to have a successful season, you've got to evolve. You've got to roll through the punches. And the Browns have been through so many challenges already.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's good for Baker to kind of take that mantle, relieve a little bit of pressure, show himself to be a franchise quarterback. And like I said, I went 9-0-1.
That's incredible.
And my push, I went against...
What was your push?
On the Browns. I went against from the money line. It dropped from 3.5 to 3. I thought that was too good.
Yeah, I always remember the 3.5. You want that half. You want that half.
You want the half. Didn't get the half. Took the 3. I would have lost if I had the half, but it works out that way.
But 9, that must feel good. Just you, just hanging out, resting your vocals, just winning. That's got to be
and
fun.
And let's be real. We had a very sloppy Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of we had our Wild Wednesday conversation. I hope everyone benefited off their Oakland money line tied to the
about the Oakland line.
Oakland money line tied to the Dolphins Super Bowl guarantee that did not pan out. But I did. I did a big multiplier bet.
Yeah,
I did a Big Ten parlay. I did Wisconsin. I did Ohio State.
Great.
We're chilling.
Yeah.
And I had some work to do around the house, so that made me $70.
Great.
So, and really, I wanted to place a bet. There was something that I wanted to do as like a little ritual, and
ooh,
I didn't.
Just itching. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to get into it next. But first of all, just on my conversation with Eli, I think you guys can listen and have the same benefit that I have. It'll be a good informer of where to put your money every Saturday. So he told me Notre Dame points. I know Sam went to Pittsburgh, so I love to bet against Pittsburgh. And I got to go check out Jamoke's feed during it, and he's like giving reasons why Pittsburgh is going to cover. It's like, oh, poor Jamoke.
Oh, yeah.
So he's tied Notre Dame points, crushing it. No problem. Just as a little sweetener, I tied it to the Penn State money line.
Ooh.
And they're cruising. They were in a lot of trouble through that game, but that quarterback's awesome. He can run. Yeah. He can throw. He made a lot of NFL throws in that Indy Penn State game, more than you would reasonably expect.
Mm-hmm.
But they're up 1 point. They can just kneel it out.
Oh,
do they kneel
goodness.
It out?
No.
Are they well coached?
No.
Do they know what they're doing?
Of course not.
So Penn State scores the touchdown. Indiana goes down the field. Penix gets the touchdown. Penix gets the 2 point. And then in overtime, Indiana, they even it up with a score, but they don't want to even it up.
Oh, no.
They go for 2.
Go for the jugular.
And they don't get it, but, you know, it's close enough for a college kid. They give it to them. Yeah, I mean, there's always a little bit of home cooking. Every Big Ten school has their own Tim Donaghy in house.
Of course, you have to. And I looked at how much the Penn State coach makes. James Franklin makes $5.6 million a year. And that's a decision that's not worth $5.6
million. That's not a $5.6 million. Yeah, I mean, that cost me $25. So it's $5,599.
But so bad. I mean, yes, you haven't coached in a while, but you know scenarios, and you know how to win. What happened?
It was also tough. Like, nobody told us about the time of this Khabib fight. I will admit to it. If part of my sloppy Saturday was a bit of an amateur hour.
Yeah. You slept on it?
No, I had all my money tied up in Ohio State. I didn't realize that the biggest fight of the year was taking a place at 1:30 in the afternoon.
as all title bouts. That's so... I couldn't even believe that.
Yeah, you know what I like to do after lunch? Watch a guy get his brains battered out.
That's just tasty. But wow, 29-0.
Yeah,
that, just from a standpoint of just being a sports fan, that's incredible.
I was so far behind. I checked what had happened. It's like, oh, this guy retired.
like, wait, what happened? Did he punched his clock and then was like, I'm done. I'm gonna go today. But what a cool, just to have that, to be in fights and beat 29 people is pretty impressive. I'm still 0-0 in fights. You know,
as a pacifist, I'd say that's a more impressive statistic.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. We'll pray about it. But no more fights at 1 o'clock. That's not good.
So I was done. And to Penn State, the loss was a little deflating, but I decided I'm going to do something for me.
What's that?
I have the Peninsula Parlay. A bet.
Peninsula Parlay?
Because we don't bet to make money, really. We bet to have fun.
I bet to make money.
Yeah, I think most people bet to make money.
Well, I do that, but I also want my betting to be a reflection of the life I live.
Okay.
So I made up something. It's called the Good Weekend Bet.
Ooh.
And it's if it hits, it means I had a good weekend.
Okay.
So
all right.
Go ahead.
Tell me, James Bond.
So it's Michigan money line.
Right. They look great.
Minus 165. Great numbers on that.
Yeah.
And I tie it to the Lions spread. And I buy a point on the Lions because they'll try and ruin everything for you.
Oh, so you just know to buy that extra point.
Yeah, you got to give the Lions a little bit of leeway. So it's the Peninsula Parlay,
yeah.
And it wasn't looking good for it.
Right, not at all.
They weren't going to happen. The Peninsula was sunk. Only part of it had become an island. It was so cut off from the rest of my good bets for the weekend.
Yeah.
And then Todd Gurley accidentally falls in the end zone. The same play that had ruined my Saturday had turned around, and it'd be like, hey, we're going to give you a good Sunday. Sometimes when people fall into the end zone accidentally, it's a good thing.
Sometimes, you know, you just do a whoopsie-daisy into the end zone. Don't you hate that?
Yeah, and like I do think I talk about this syncing up because Baker had his moment, and Baker's like the most polarizing guy for Browns fans.
Wow.
And that drive, the most polarizing guy for Lions fans, T.J. Hawkinson, Sloth from the Goonies himself.
T.J., I thought you were going to do Stafford, but hey, T.J.,
no,
he caught the ball.
But before that, he also like stayed in bounds and cost us 25 seconds a clock. Like, just, I really like running into people. I'm Hawk.
I hate when people do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's Iowa tight ends. You got to be a little hard-nosed when you go to Iowa.
They don't know. They don't know what time is. So yeah. But, oh, what a game. What a game by both of us. Look at that. We did it. We're winners.
We did it, and it was a perfect Sunday. But why did it go well?
Why?
I think, first of all, like, we didn't fall for any traps, right?
Easy bets, you're talking.
Yeah, and, like, you know, there were some things I could have made a little bit more money, but there was a lot of suspicious line movement on that Jets-Bills game.
What do you mean? What do you got?
The points spread dropped 3 points in the Jets' favor. Like the day before the game.
That's interesting why they would do that.
Yeah, it was the Bills maybe had a COVID scare, so it was unsure whether they would have any tight ends playing.
I was wondering when the news came out that Gase wasn't calling plays. And they're just like, maybe.
Oh, that might have been it, actually. Oh, Gase is less involved. Oh, we're going to do pretty good on this
sell.
So we didn't fall for that trap. It would have been all right, but that would have been a very unpleasant sweat.
Yeah.
Because the Jets, they got out to a lead. You know, you kind of knew how it was going to happen, but the Bills were not themselves. The Bills will have good value. We're going to talk about them in our meaty segment, our look forward to next week. And also, like, another thing that helped me is that I was able to overcome my own biases. There's certain teams I don't like.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like the Steelers.
For sure.
I think they're lame and stupid.
Yes, I'm with you.
And I don't like the Titans.
They're so dumb. I hate them. I'm with you.
The Titans and the Steelers, they're always good. They're always effective. It feels like they're in the playoffs every year playing this blue-collar brand of football.
And you hate blue-collar.
I hate it. Give me the glitz and glamour. I want Dan Fouts throwing to Lance Allworth, damn it.
Yeah.
None of this God. Barry Foster bullshit that the Pittsburgh Steelers have bandied about throughout the years.
Yeah, well, they're good at it.
But because these two teams were able to play each other, and anyone else, I'm taking the other side. I've taken the Vikings against the Titans.
Oh, boy,
I've taken a lot of teams against the Titans. I've taken a lot of teams against the Steelers.
Yeah,
but for the second week in a row, I found myself really looking at the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, you know what? They don't have any weak units.
Right.
They're extremely well coached.
Mm-hmm.
Cohesion is there. And they need the game more than Tennessee does, in yep. my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So I backed the Steelers, and then I built some teasers around the Steelers.
Ooh, okay.
Because, like, it's hard because everyone was on the same favorites yesterday. Packers, Buccaneers, Chiefs, mm-hmm. Bolts, and then a lot of people on the Steelers as well. And, like, mm-hmm. so many of the favorites were on the road.
Yeah.
And you want all road favorites? That seems way too yeah. good to be true.
Yeah. But they're good teams, though.
And they were good teams. And then it went chalk, which is as it's supposed to go.
Chalk?
Chalk.
Oh, okay.
Like you write out your plan on the blackboard. It yes. goes chalk.
Gotcha. Interesting. I like that.
Yeah. And like when the Broncos go to New England and they beat the Patriots, that's nails on a chalkboard to people with teasers out there.
Oh, feel bad for Cam Newton and the whole Patriots staff. What's gross?
Yeah, but it's also on Cam, right?
Yeah.
Cam doesn't seem to be seeing the field very well whatsoever. He's missing. There's open guys underneath watching that game, and I don't understand why he's not throwing it.
It looks like something's wrong, but he looks healthy. So it doesn't really compute for me right now. Hopefully it's just a funk and, you know, like a little COVID funk that he's in. Hopefully that's it.
Maybe. Let's get into this when we go into into our preview of what we learned. I do have some more Patriots thoughts there.
Yeah.
But yeah, all these road favorites were able to, without fans in the stadiums, I think that might make this a little bit more advantageous than what you thought. So basically, I thought the Packers, Bucks, Chiefs, Bolts, Steelers would win.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bunch of different teasers with all those five mixed around, and they hit. The Peninsula Parlay hit, and then...
This Peninsula Parlay is hilarious.
It's cute, right?
It's cute. I want a shirt of it.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just a little ticket, and it's framed up with Traverse City cherries and a Ford Model T.
Oh, I like it. But, hey, congrats on all of those hits. That's must feel great.
You could have done what's Ohio's state?
What, the Buckeye State?
Yeah, but that implies the Buckeyes. What implies Browns and Buckeyes?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, just blue collar, you know, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Brands founded the homage t-shirt shop parlay.
That's it, yeah.
They make a great t-shirt, homage.
Yeah.
It's very soft. Their flagship store is nice. And I will say Columbus, Ohio, worst drivers I've ever encountered.
Oh, yeah, they're awful. They don't know how to... watching snow, it's outright ridiculous.
It's insanity. So yeah, it was a beautiful weekend. We got through it. We threw a little bit out on the Dodgers.
Oh,
because I figured, you know, it sometimes the best stories need to be told. The best story, if Matthew Stafford has a game-winning touchdown drive to get rid of this weird Atlanta Falcons baggage, you can bet that Clayton Kershaw is going to get his monkey off his back in the World Series. He did. That game was awesome. We saw the crazy World Series play. I still don't understand what happened in that play.
You're going, I'm going home. I'm stealing home. I can do it. No.
What was the catcher doing in that play?
Everyone was off guard. Everyone's like, what?
He ran away from the play.
Because his brain was broken. Because no one steals home. No one stole home since 1904 at Ty Cobb. I don't know. I'm just making up a stat. But that's no one steals home in the World Series.
It was in air. He was there. And it seemed like he was pretending to be a third base coach. And he scored that way.
That's a good move. You know, put on a mustache, you know, a little wig, you know. I'm not even supposed to be here. And then you get on, you know.
And, you know, there are certain times you want to, that you think a story might happen, right? Let me just pull up a figure right now. Sorry, I should have done the research, but it's just pulling, it's just occurring to me at the moment.
What, how much money?
No, no, no. So let's look at the Rays a little bit right now.
Okay.
Because Kershaw, at this point in time, Kershaw's won two games of the World Series.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And the only way Kershaw gets back in this thing is for a couple innings if it goes to Game 7.
Mm. Ooh, to close it out.
To close it out.
Ooh, that's a full circle.
Are we sure? And we know.
Why would they do that?
Because they have a day's rest today. Game six is tomorrow. So game seven, Kershaw will be on 3 days rest. And if they're starting Gonsolin in game six against Blake Snell, who I'll let you say it.
Smells?
No, you said it in the Slack. High praise.
Oh, Snell's great. I love Snell.
He said he seemed like a black guy. I thought that was cool.
I was hoping you'd not say that. But
I mean, that's the highest praise you can give anybody.
True. Yeah, that's true.
I'm probably so comfortable. My mom told me I was half black till I was 10. It was a very confusing thing, and I guess highly disrespectful to my father.
Just to everybody. Just going around school, like, no, I'm half black.
yeah, that was me, and then I didn't get corrected.
Oh, boy.
That's why I'm against. I was Rachel Dolezal as an 8-year-old boy.
Yeah, that's impressive. Hats off. Hats off.
But right now, Rays plus 450 to win the World Series.
Mm.
And you think, like, they're kind of a good bet in game six, aren't they? Snell versus Gonsolin, it broken that favor once. So if you bet it now, I think there is a possibility this Kershaw thing comes and rears its ugly head one more time. Isn't that the way these baseball things happen?
Yep, that's the story. You get the monkey off your back, and then you jam it in. You take that monkey, and you kiss it and say, thank you, monkey. We're ready.
Dodgers clinging to a 1-1 lead in the seventh. Bueller's been chased.
Ooh.
You know what? He's given them a couple good batters, but they need to bring some wind in and steady the ship. Kershaw.
You can see they slowly pan onto a shoe in the bullpen. Oh, that's a story right there. That's a Disney movie.
It's the opposite of a Disney movie. It's a disaster. That's Ghost Ship.
That's Ghost Ship.
Ooh. Sorry, I thought about Ghost Ship once. I do not watch Ghost
Ship. I don't
Ship.
Want to watch Ghost Ship.
But right now, Rays are plus 450.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take a good look at that.
Yeah. You see if you think it'll move a little bit, a little shaky action?
I don't know. I've been backing the Dodgers the whole time.
Yeah.
But I just got it. You know what? James Harden was up 3-1 against the Warriors.
Do it. I think that's a good idea. I think that's a good bet.
Oh, I could tell you're stoked on this.
I am pretty excited,
one.
Yeah. I want this movie to pan out. I really like it. I think it's going to be good.
It's the opposite of uplifting. You'll always be second place.
Oh, that's good. They need that.
Are we wearing Halloween costumes on Wednesday? We got to decide that.
We can do that. I got to see what I can have. But
okay. Sam won't be here. Sam wanted Halloween
yes,
costumes.
Yes, we can do anything we want. Yes.
Yeah, Sam's not here. Werewolf hosts the show.
Still wants the Halloween costumes.
He still wants Halloween costumes.
All right.
That's good.
Well, I'm wearing one now. This is a bitch. I've never worn a rugby shirt before. It's
good.
It's exhilarating, to be honest.
I like it.
Should they be like sports Halloween costumes? Or is that
on brand? I'll say I bought my Halloween costume already. And it's Bane. I'm going to get my hair nice and shaved. I'm going to wear a mask.
Whoa, Bane.
What? You're limited as a bald guy with Halloween costumes. You're good. It's going to work.
Yeah, it's Mr. Clean or...
I was Mr. Clean last year. Man, I've been studying organizational behavior in grad school. And what Sam just gave me in regards to me telling him my Halloween costume... was an example of a negative model of reinforcement. You know, an effective manager, which you are in this instance, they put your employees in a position to succeed and thrive. So my outputs, they're going to mirror my inputs. So I'm going to be like a reticent Bane on the show Wednesday night. We can't have no reticent Bane up in here.
Oh, my God. Thanks for the knowledge. We should have like a minute where you talk about organization.
Well, I mean, I have knowledge because I live my life, and also because I visit thepropsnetwork.com. And thepropsnetwork.com, that is the place where bets begin. No, the Props Network is not a sports book. It's where smart bettors and new players go before the sports book. Why? Because the Props Network has a few things that all bettors need. Exclusive sign-up bonuses, reporting on weekly promos, free betting picks and live odds comparison for every football game. A visit to thepropsnetwork.com before placing a bet guarantees that you will be wagering with the best available bonus and getting the biggest possible payout if your bets hit. This week at the Props Network, you'll get $30 free bets, no deposit required, from Unibet. Four risk-free bets up to $1,000 at PointsBet with code BONUSPROPS, and up to a $250 bonus credit when you make a new account at BetRivers. You can get all of these deals and more at thepropsnetwork.com. Must be 21 or older to bet online. Do you or someone you know have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today. Booyah.
Booyah.
We did it. So last week, we all kind of reaped the benefits of it being an easy week to forecast.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes you'll just look at the lines or even think of the lines in the instance of the Phoenix NBA under future I gave last show.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, some YouTube commenters are coming at me for that one.
They came at you hot. They gave you boom, 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 boom. They're like, no. Everyone is like, would never come in ground with you. It's like, no, you're wrong. They're going to be the best. And he's probably going to, I don't know why he wouldn't take the sixth in the West. Like, that's good.
Yeah, sixth in the West is like probably 48 wins, and that's probably an under.
Yeah, you're probably one of the best teams in the East. So, like, calm down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I try and put the poll in polarizing. That's a joke about my heritage. I can make that joke because I'm black.
And black. Oh, God.
My mom listens to the show. She's going to kick my ass for airing this dirty laundry today. Okay, so before we get started, can we talk about Google Sports? What's going on with Google Sports?
What do you mean? Just how it doesn't work?
It doesn't work at all.
Now somehow the stats came back today.
They came back. I Googled the buys,
yeah,
and Google they gave me their own list of who was on a buy this week.
I don't, whoever's controlling that, I don't know if, they have like an antitrust thing going on with Apple right now, and Google, I don't know. So if this is forcing me to go to the NFL.com, how dare you, okay? That site sucks, but I love the NFL, but they need to revamp that site. It is so clunky.
Yeah,
it's like excite.com.
They should. It looks like a website for someone who is into UFOs. People who like UFOs have the worst website design. You ever notice that?
Of course, because they're not good at the design. They're good at conspiracy.
Yeah,
right?
When the aliens pick them up, they gotta ask them, like, "Hey, how do I HTML code?"
It's like, whoa, I don't know how to do that. Okay, I'm at HTML5.
Yeah, but like Google giving me bad buys,
yeah,
gives me bad vibes.
Oh,
I don't like that.
Yeah.
So the week, it starts with Thursday night football.
Mm-hmm.
Is this too good to be true? Falcons at Panthers. Panthers are 2.5-point favorites.
I love the Panthers.
Love the Panthers here. The Falcons, they lost in the Falcons' way yesterday.
Yeah.
Right.
And I just don't know.
Raheem Morris, he wants that job. They're playing to win, and they were getting that little dead cat bounce. But for them to come, they blew the Falcons' way of losing, found them once again,
yeah,
and they're playing 3 days later. These dudes have to be dead, right?
You have to be dead and just, you're so tired of losing, you know, and you're going into a three-game thing where you're not going to be 100%. You put them in a bad position to win.
And I like the Panthers. I haven't actually bet on the Panthers much this year. I've learned respect from betting against them, appreciating them from a distance. I thought the line was pretty good in the New Orleans game.
Yeah.
But this is kind of a no-brainer. They were a Bridgewater sack away from taking the Saints to overtime.
Yeah.
They still attempted a 65-yard field goal.
It's like, hey, we got to try it. But Teddy to take that sack in 3rd-and-11, he was just a no-no. And I think he knows that. He's a great quarterback. Just finding his way right now. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, it feels like pocket awareness as a whole, quarterbacks are kind of they're not in mid-season form.
No, they're not sharp at all. No, they think they can, you know, because it looked like Bridgewater, and on that 311, he's like, "Oh, I can get past these. I can get past these defensive linemen." It's like, "No, man, you can't do that. You got to throw it away." And it's something they probably haven't had to really worry about, you know, with no preseason.
And it's all these veteran guys who are taking the sacks as well. It's Bridgewater, it's Cam, it's Stafford. Like, these guys are getting hit, and they're getting hit hard. Nonetheless, Panthers, I love them here. The Falcons have to be so deflated right now. So how many units would you put on this one?
Two units.
Two units?
That's two units, sir.
With the spread, right?
Yeah.
And that's $50 on the Panthers, and probably $10 on the Rays.
Okay. The one thing we're talking about how the Falcons might come in deflated. I don't think Todd Gurley is a veteran running back, and you expect to get the same thing out of that after a couple days? I don't think so.
No way. It's amazing that Gurley's playing
right.
at all. Like,
yeah.
I wonder if... Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, next game. It's the hardest one to forecast on the slate. I'm talking about your Browns hosting your Raiders. Mm-hmm. Your Browns are favored by 3 points. Your two favorite teams squaring off. You must be ecstatic.
The Raiders are back. And I feel bad because I think it was like 2017-2018. We played the Raiders and we lost like right at the end. So I think it's time to finally get that off. It was a chippy game because the refs did something rude, calling dumb fouls. But to have them back with three, I think we're still good there. Everyone's in place. I think we're still going to get some more safety help as the week goes on.
You think there's a trade the Browns make this week?
No.
No. Oh, you guys coming back from injury?
Well, yeah, Hodge, one of the receivers, and Carl Joseph, he's been playing hurt, but he's like been available, but really hasn't been playing. And you got Shedrick Webrine that is starting now, and with Ronnie Harrison with the two picks in two games, this guy, fifth round pick trade from the Jags, and he's just been lights out. It's been so great.
Yeah, and. You know, I think I made money this week in large part because the NFL treated the Raiders unfairly.
Yeah.
They could have moved that game to Monday night, Monday afternoon.
Your whole offensive line, like most of your offensive line, hasn't played, and you're going to let them try to, like, don't penalize them that way. That's not fair.
Yeah, and so in looking at this line, Vegas expects them to solve that issue, that it won't be compounded going forward. Like, I think that really wreaks havoc on a NFL roster to miss an entire unit for a couple days.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to be a little bit disrupted in hitting their flow in the practice. Granted, the Browns had a pretty big injury yesterday.
Yeah. LBJ.
Are you pulling up Frank Gore interviews over there?
Gotta have, well, Frank.
The orator Gore.
I love that guy.
So... Odell
out
for the season.
And you keep trying to say that they're going to trade for a receiver. You keep nudging me to say yes, but they're not. They won't do it.
Well,
they don't need to, okay?
Well, I just think the receiver market is where it's at. Let's look at these crappy teams. you don't think that Golden Tate could be available?
I don't want. He's a used bag, my friend.
What about AJ Green?
Hurt.
Okay. Rashad Perriman?
He was already on the team.
Julio Jones.
Now that's a full circle because the Browns traded to the Falcons so they can get the rights for Julio. That would be nice, but he's getting paid like 10 to 15 mil right now. I don't think we need to put another receiver in the double digits in the salary books. I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, but I wouldn't mind, you know, adding a little Golden Tate to the mix. See, he's a reliable underneath option. He's been valuable to a lot of playoff runs down the stretch.
You give Baker who he came in with. You give him Rashad Higgins. It's for some reason, this year, I mean, in the beginning of the year, he wasn't getting starts because of Hodge that was on the IR that's now coming back. And he didn't play a lot last year, and he was one of Baker's top threats. all the time. Every time he came, he just knew where to be. They have a great connection. So it's going to be feeding him there. And then when Nick Chubb comes back, you go receiver. You go running back full. This is your team, Nick. You don't have to worry about anything. Let's get to work.
That's good analysis on Higgins, right?
Yeah.
So remind me for the prop drop on Friday. Let's examine that Higgins over under for receiving yards. I'm going to take a good long look at that as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess the hardest question to answer in this game is, what team has a better quarterback? Derek Carr, Baker Mayfield.
Excuse
we got a couple.
Derek Carr,
David Carr, Derek
no,
Carr.
It doesn't matter. I don't care what Carr it is. If you're gonna put it against Baker, come on. This is a come on, man. Like,
it's a reasonable question. What's Baker done?
Not much.
What's Carr done?
Not much at all.
Have they? They've both been in some pretty underachieving franchises. Yeah. Both have glimmers. Both have serious flaws in their games that
You're
are more
right.
due to their inherent physicality than any performance or coaching issue.
Yeah.
They're the same guy.
They're the same guy. God.
Yeah, one's got a headband and a Halloween wig. That's
You leave that headband alone, okay? Keeps a sweat out of his eyes so he can stop throwing interceptions at the first time you throw the ball that he likes to do. Two games back-to-back. First throw, interception.
Again, they got to stop putting that in the game script.
Hey, Coach, you said interception? Okay, great.
Okay, so this one, I don't know. Leaning Browns, I don't know if it's well enough to make my pick. Next one, I cannot make the pick. Colts at Lions.
Ooh.
You know it will be weird. Rivers, Stafford. Points are probably the way to go here, but I really respect Frank Reich.
Yeah.
I respect that they're coming off a bye, and the Colts have been so injured all year.
Well, and Phillip Rivers took some youth blood somewhere, and he's looking like he's like, you know, 22 again.
He's looking like he's 22 days away from dying, maybe. Like, his throws look so belabored there.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He literally has to put his arm in place and then move his body.
Yeah.
Like it's like watching a marionette play football.
Yeah, when he throws it, it looks like a toaster. He's like, he's just throwing a toaster, and it's not great.
That's a very good analogy. You've seen a few people throw toasters in your time, huh?
No, I've seen a couple of toaster throws in my time, yes.
Yeah, Brian grew up in a house with a lot of burnt Pop-Tarts.
Mom, no crust burning!
It's s'mores. So, yeah, I mean, Colts have to be the way to go here. The only way they blow it is if Rivers does Rivers.
What? You don't want the Lions to win, or you don't have the faith?
I desperately want the Lions to win, but the Lions, their schedule gets very easy moving forward.
Yeah.
They have a chance to get wins against Washington, Dallas.
Yeah.
They host Chicago on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
They can lose this game and still be over 500 after 10 games, I think.
Yeah.
And the AFC, that race for the wild card is really heating up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're really going to see a dedicated, driven Colts team. And I give a lot of credit to that coaching staff.
Yeah. They've had to deal with a lot, and they know how to turn around pretty quickly for that. So I see what you're saying there.
And, like, assets are used the best they can be used in Indianapolis. That's not the case in Detroit. Like, DeAndre Swift is the best guy on that offense. Like,
he looked great.
Yeah, he scores. He's been solely responsible for a touchdown drive each of the past 2 weeks. And then after that drive,
a
lot of Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, that's one of those, we just need to protect the ball type of deal. And that's Matt Patricia not trying to win. And I understand, you know, he dropped, you know, Swift. He doesn't trust the young players too much.
Yeah, but the play calling so predictable. They're able to stack the box. And, you know, more often than not, Peterson gets about 2 yards on first and second down each time. They give it to him so much down the stretch. It never works. They know it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, on the other side, you know Reich is going to have some gadgets, some chicanery. He's going to be pulling out all the stops.
Yeah.
I bet Jack Doyle just torches this linebacking corps.
Oh, my goodness.
This is a Jack Doyle game for sure. And like
Jack Doyle, 3 touchdowns.
Like, T.Y. Hilton has struggled this year.
Yeah.
This is a game for you to get your passing game on track.
Mm.
Lions secondary, it's a little feisty, but I think it's a little bit of bravado, and it'll be exposed by the Colts and Rivers.
It's going to see which Rivers shows up. That's the real question mark right there.
So, and this is a tough weekend to say. I can't say it enough, but this next game, you got to just pick a side in it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. We got Steelers at Ravens. Ravens 4-point favorites.
Wow.
Steelers are phenomenal in all aspects. I think people are a little bit bored of the Ravens and are, you know.
Ravens plus 4? That's going to move. That's
Ravens
gotta,
minus 4.
Minus 4. Yeah. Okay. That's still a moving. That's a moving train right there.
Yeah, and I mean, Steelers are an excellent tease candidate here. I either like the Ravens or I like Steelers. You can tease Steelers and Packers pretty easily this week.
Yeah.
But that's just going to be a great game. You want to have, and in a great game like that, it is, a tease isn't that bad because then you have a vested interest without like really feeling the pressures, because 4 is a perfect line for this.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, Ravens.
What do you think? You watch this division. What do you think happens on Sunday? Am I missing something?
No, I don't think you're missing too much. Roethlisberger is really showing that there's no rust in that elbow. And Lamar, I'm hoping it's really about his accuracy as of late. Everyone knows, yeah, you're going to run, but beat me with your arm. Please do it. And the Steelers have a really good defense. So if he just stays patient and figure and just looks and he's able to read the Pittsburgh defense correctly, which I think he can with their big linebacker out, you might have a win. But because also we've seen Steelers will let people in late.
But so will the Ravens as well.
Right.
To that point, they let the Eagles claw back in it when the Eagles, they score their touchdowns in 2-minute bursts. That's it.
Yeah, great. I think they knew. I'm not saying like the Ravens are like, oh, yeah, we let them score or whatever. But I think when it comes to divisional games, it's going to be what it should seem like a very low-scoring game.
So let's pull up the over-under for that one, because that's actually a good point. There's a lot of familiarity. So that familiar matchups, you like it. So the over-under on this one, they kind of have that pegged in. It's 47, so that's tough.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, it seems like money's going on the Steelers. I see the line has moved to 3.5. So maybe you just sprinkle a little bit on there.
Sprinkle a little bit, yeah.
You know, Patriots at Bills. Bills 2.5-point favorites.
Whoa.
This matchup has fallen off a cliff.
Yeah, I was hoping.
After week one, I said this was the game I wanted to see the most.
Yeah.
And I think it's like the one I'm fourth most excited about in the early slate.
Mm.
That's a long way to fall.
With the Patriots, too, it's the running game doesn't help Cam. And Cam can't just run the ball anymore because it's one of those one dimensions. Like, oh, okay, you're gonna do this thing, cool. And then another kind of with Lamar, it's like you have to throw accurately. And is it COVID? Is it him just not putting in the work? Because
it's not that. I mean, it's Cam. His work habits are
3 interceptions. Like, some of those throws were just god awful. So I don't know if it was just the slippery ball. I don't know, but I'm thinking if Cam has a comeback game here, this would be the game that you've been looking for the beginning of the season. You were saying,
and this would be, wouldn't that just be? We talk about the stories.
Mm-hmm.
What's the story in the AFC East?
Oh.
Bills fans have been tortured by this fan base
for
20 years. They're limping into this matchup against a Bills team. If they get this game, they're in the driver's seat for the division.
Yep.
So I think the Patriots kind of come back. They show
us
on this week.
I think they do, because Belichick doesn't get to the ass kicked out of them multiple times, you know?
Yeah, and Belichick knows exactly what Buffalo is going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to know their weaknesses and address them. The receivers are terrible. The offensive line is terrible. You disagree?
Yeah. Did you watch the Pats game yesterday?
I did watch the Pats game yesterday.
They might be done.
You don't think there's a last hurrah for Bill Belichick? We don't think we're a little quick to be pouring dirt on the greatest to ever do it. You know, there were a lot of times that, you know, a Spurs team is out, and then by the time the season gets going, LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan, they're contributing. It's a well-oiled machine in New England. They're going to right the ship.
A well-oiled machine with zero weapons whatsoever. Zero.
That is right. Their top receiver is 5'9". Like their number one receiver is 5'9", Darian Bird.
And he's not even the best 5'9" receiver in this game.
No.
That's Cole Beasley.
No. That's a problem. I am surprised they haven't made a trade or anything. I mean, they got burned by, you know, a lot of receivers that they try to trade for. So.
And if you're looking at this game in a vacuum, if you don't place the value on Belichick that I do, then it's a no-brainer for the Bills. Unfortunately, I've seen 20 years of Bill Belichick adapting when things look their most dire to stay relevant and effective. And I think this would be in line with the historical model. Like, I think I want to take the Bills here, but I'm going to need to see, this is the proof. Losing to a San Francisco team that's galvanized and excited, sure. Going against a Buffalo team where you have the target on your back, where you are big brother, they've got to come in and still take New England's lunch money. I've yet to see that from the Bills. And will we see it? I kind of hope so. Yeah. But I'm not just going to go blanket, oh, yeah, we should take them. This is probably a stay away to me. I don't think you put any money on this. But you really, this is a game that you take the inputs of it for the rest of the season. Whoever wins this game will probably go on a roll. So, you know, given how the schedules break down, I could really see it leading to some good things for either franchise. So stay away this one, but pay attention moving forward. The next bet you just have to make. You just have to. Jets at Chiefs, biggest line potentially in NFL regular season history.
This is just you put all the units. You put everything on this guy.
Hey, well, you know, I make those gambler videos every week and I make my picks.
Yeah.
There's 18 points for the Chiefs, 18 or 19, depending on where you get it. I want to make 18 points about why you should pick the Chiefs in this game. Because you can find that many reasons.
I think that's pretty easy. Oh, the Jets. Darnold is a guy where I don't think he makes changes in the second half or anything. Or like, oh, they were doing this and doing that. Because they just picked him apart at the end. At first you're like, oh, okay, Sam, he's back. They're doing it. Their offense is gearing up then.
And that is true. Every time Sam Darnold makes a play, we call producer Sam. We're like, hey, big Sam's thing's happening.
It's just so sad, the Jets. They can't get in. I
think that was the Jets' best ball on Sunday. That was their best game, and they couldn't get into the end zone. And, like, again, they've given away multiple starters. They've given away three of their starters from the beginning of the season to the scrap heap or trades. Le'Veon Bell will also be giving them whatever fragments of a playbook exist in the Jets office. You have to bet the Chiefs to cover this spread. You have to find the prop bet that Le'Veon Bell will score a touchdown, because he's absolutely scoring a touchdown. Andy Reid is so vindictive with his play calling.
He's getting two. He's getting two for sure.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a prop bet for two. I bet there is.
That would be a sweet prop
bet. Points bet has it at a huge payout. It won't be out till Friday, but that's another one to examine.
Yeah.
Next one, we have a tease candidate. Vikings at Packers.
Ugh.
Packers roughly a touchdown favorite.
The Vikings piss me off.
why do they piss you off?
How can you trade? You're sending a second rounder to the Jags for your defensive end that's supposed to solve everything that you want, right? Then you trade them for a third. Why do the trade in the first place? yes, you're hurt around everything. You're just going to pack it up. I think that's very shitty for the be a Vikings fan base going into the season. Yeah, we got our guy. We're going to be great. Our defense. Kirk just has to do Kirk things, but don't do too much Kirk. But no, you just got for what? You're looking at the picks that you got for Diggs and all that kind of stuff. That's great. But what if it doesn't work out next year?
But that was a deal they made for this one-year window because they had, again, so many pieces they were adding. They needed someone to buoy the defense and give them a pass rush, but they're not going to be in contention. I don't think the coach or GM are in any trouble. I think Zimmer and Spielman are safe, so they're just prepping for next season. By trading them now, they'll get a slightly better third rounder than they would get with the compensatory free agent pick.
Yeah.
And I think the Vikings are just going to be really fun the rest of the year.
If they can find out from their young depth pieces who is going to stay and go, that's great. It just hurts a little bit. I've as a Browns fan, I've seen tanking, and this doesn't feel like a tank. No one's just like trading away pieces. Last time I really like traded around a piece was like when Braylon went to the Jets, like they traded that. That's like the last time we're like, oh no, our star receiver was like, no, it's okay. You can take Braylon.
Yeah, but the worst thing you can do when you make a mistake is not admit the mistake.
True.
In time, like we saw that with the Bears. The Bears assembled a great roster last season, but they didn't properly evaluate their quarterback position, so they lost a whole year of the franchise's useful life. The window was there in Minnesota. They did the short-sighted thing of signing Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Their cap is so weird.
It's so weird to re-sign him but think, okay, we're gonna go try to win, get a playoff seat this year. With that in mind, when signing Kirk. So that's where I'm just angry. That you're putting money into a QB that just is gonna be okay. Like just collecting the check? I was like, I don't like that.
Yeah, and he's the highest paid guy in football. I mean,
doesn't deserve it.
No, not at all. And it's just like to you, that's where you're sitting with the Baker contract.
Yeah.
If you commit to Baker, the best case scenario is being the 2019 Vikings.
Yeah.
We have Kevin Stefanski in charge, some good running backs, and a quarterback who shouldn't be making $30 million, who makes $30 million.
Yeah, I know. I'm very conflicted on this if they pick up the option or anything like that. Because it's the AFC North. And all our other quarterbacks in the AFC North are 6+, like 6'2", 6'4", 6'5". I want that out of my quarterback. I want Derek Anderson, but not Derek Anderson height.
Yeah, and our next game. So I think we're breaking down how to play this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you got to play the Chiefs there.
Yeah.
You got to flip a coin and take a side in the Steelers-Ravens game.
Yeah.
I think probably teasing Steelers and Packers is going to be my play.
I think it's a good idea.
But this next game, sometimes you place a bet even though you know it's going to lose.
What do you mean? Are you paying for the Dolphins?
I mean, is there a more fun bet on the board than the Dolphins money line?
Just because of Tua, right?
Just because of Tua. His first home start. They're rolling anyway. There's no way to prep for him because he's the first left-handed quarterback since Y.A. Tittle.
Yes, that is correct. I was looking on the Rams' little, their depth chart there. They have a QB called John Wolford, and he is like 6'0". And I was looking at a little of his college tape. He's like one of those running quarterbacks. So you kind of get to have like a little shadow for Tua in this game because you're like, okay, if he's going to run, I think we can do that. But you can't really go for a left-handed QB. It's, how do you try to like, shield his view pretty much to one side of the field. But it's going to be fun. I don't think Tua wins, but I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, and looking at the Rams' schedule, they're going to absolutely need this game.
Yeah.
Their next games are Seahawks, Bucks, Niners, Cardinals.
Oh, my God.
So going into this stretch against a first-time quarterback, so maybe we just back the Rams here.
I it just seems the best way because you're just spelling out that schedule. You know, they're looking at it. It's like, this is a must-win. Let's circle the must-wins, and this is it.
And I've got a couple Miami futures that I'm going to recommend later in the show. Maybe we wait. We think the Rams will win this weekend, right?
Yeah.
So these futures, I think they'll have better odds after this loss.
Mm.
So, yeah, probably Rams -3.5 is the play here. It's a new quarterback. They're off a bye, which I do like.
My only thing is, let's say, hopefully, you know, nothing happens to, or, you know, what he gets yanked. He tweaks his ankle or something like that. Fitzmagic gets back in. He is angry about getting benched, and he goes and does, you know, the Fitzpatrick of 4 touchdowns with like 7 of 7, 4 touchdowns.
I mean, if Fitzpatrick comes in the game, you know, we see sports books. We cover all the like different promotions, and sometimes we talk about how bets are forgiven.
Yeah.
I mean, if Fitzpatrick comes into this game, all bets should be off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a forgiven because that's just not fair.
Yeah, I mean, I'll wager against Ryan Fitzpatrick as a starting quarterback. As a reliever, no way.
Yeah. And yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I'm going to say Rams for sure.
And then finally, we're getting to some things that are easy to forecast later in the day.
Mm.
Titans at Bengals. Titans -5.5. You pound that Titans,
pound
right?
Pound it!
Because that was a wake-up call for their defense yesterday. They took it. The Titans in the second half of this game were the best team in football last weekend.
Yeah, that's what they need to do.
Yeah, and the Bengals, they suck.
They suck, but they have some juice, but not enough for – they need more than just Joe. So I think it's not going to happen. It's going to be an easy win for the Titans.
Yeah, the Titans will be physical. They're going to be... I know the Taylor Luan thing is pretty big for them, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Losing the best left tackle in the game will hurt you. What up, Dallas?
but no, I think Derrick Henry got a little stifled, so I bet he goes like for 200.
Yeah, I think so. And our next... So that one's easy.
Yeah.
No, don't even... Look, just back the Titans there all day. And then, you know, we have a battle of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
I'm stepping out while my main squeeze. And these are my two little side pieces dueling it out.
Oh,
we're talking Broncos, Chargers, Drew Lock versus Justin Herbert.
You love yourself some Justin.
I love myself some Justin. I love myself some Drew. Underappreciated quarterbacks who don't get... any hype whatsoever,
right.
I'm for him.
Yeah. Drew Lock, he's still like a young QB. The thing that he needs to fix, I think, when he has a bad mistake, an interception or whatever, come out and just be safe. And just like you're brand new, my friend. Like, just chill out. Give what the team gives you. The Chiefs are tough, yes. But just do a little dink and dunk. You're okay.
It's so funny that Drew Lock is Vic Fangio's quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, we have the most disciplined, defensive-minded coach, and your quarterback just plays like a drunk guy playing Madden.
He does. Sometimes I just don't know what's going through his head. And it happens a lot with the young players. Like, they just want to make a play. You know? It's like, that's... stop. Okay?
And the Broncos are by far the weirdest team in the league this year.
Great defense.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. And then just no offense to go for. With Lindsey, I think Lindsey is back or whatever, and that's what they just need to do. They just need to keep pounding the ball, get out of Drew's hands, and just let you control the ball.
Yeah, that's going to be a wild one. And you know, because this game, it's probably the most irrelevant game on the slate.
Yeah.
The most irrelevant games are always just friggin' awesome.
Oh, I know. And I'm really excited just to see Justin with that tough defense. You know, there's going to be rushers after him. And he's not that fast, but He can make some moves. Yeah, he'll just give him a little shoulder. Yeah,
he's gonna hip check Bradley Chubb, send him to the injured list. That's the Justin Herbert experience.
Ooh.
Don't you besmirch a quarterback with acne again.
My apologies.
These guys look young.
Yeah.
This is Jeffrey Epstein's favorite game on the slate.
Stop it.
What? Sorry, I saw Borat too. Some of us liked it, Sam.
Didn't care for it. Sam didn't care for it. I didn't see it yet, so I'll see it.
I liked it.
I hate it.
Saints at Bears. Pound the Saints.
Saints. Oh my goodness. Alvin Kamara is he's one of the best running backs in the league. Just straight up.
And he's one of the best receivers too.
It is so just to see him carve up a defense is just a sight
and
to see.
Do you think he got his contract extension, yeah. He got his endorsements, and he gets the royalties from DK Metcalf just stealing his look.
Hey, you take those monies. That's
you,
it.
You can't be the second septum piercing guy.
Yes, you can. Look at Zeke. Zeke got all the piercings too.
Okay, so DK is the next one in the I want more body modification players.
Yeah, I don't think I want that.
Put the lizard man on the field.
No, what if you put little fingers and you rip that out of their body?
Yeah, but imagine a quarterback throwing a pass and it's picked off by somebody's gauge.
Balls deflated, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be like Dick Sports had a baby with Spencer's Gifts.
Oh, but hopefully everyone stays safe with their piercings. Okay.
Yeah, hopefully everyone stays safe in this Saints-Bears game. I mean, gosh, these two, if there were, like, both these teams have been involved in some very strange outcomes over the course of this year.
Yeah.
Saints have some losses. Bears have some wins. Mm-hmm. This one could be a little bit funky, but I think the Michael Thomas return is just going to set him off.
Yeah, and this is going to be this Saints Bears game kind of reminds me of the Saints Panthers game. I mean, Panthers have a good defense, and Bears do too. And their quarterback kind of in that same position of, you know, being a not manageable, but a pretty decent quarterback. So, yeah, if Michael Thomas comes back healthy, you got yourself like just better weapons. So.
And you compare them to the Panthers. They played the Panthers last week, so they have a dress rehearsal for this same playing style mm-hmm. and overall scheme.
Yeah.
So I really like the Saints here.
Yeah.
And then 49ers at Seahawks. Seahawks on the
Ooh.
Law. You got to pound Hawks here, right? My field goal game.
Yeah. I said it last week about the NFC West games against Seattle. Like, Seattle just gets a little funky. And that game was outrageous. But I think the Seahawks will come back. Chris Carson's out, I think, with an ankle, some lower body issue there.
No Carson, no Mostert. But Carson, they rushed him back to begin with. Like,
yeah.
Let the guy heal once.
They always try to cart him off, and I'll pick him for fantasy, and then I feel like I pick him for fantasy, and then he gets hurt because
of
me.
Yeah, Chris Carson, more like Chris carts off.
He does carts off. I wish he will listen to this and just cry because of you. He's like, I try my best. Okay.
Yeah, I'm also often injured, Chris. It's not our. It happens to the best.
It just happens to everybody. But yeah, I think the Niners running game, they do a lot of jet sweep action. They steal a lot of. The Browns' tool shed. But I think if they can watch out for these gimmick plays from the Niners, Seahawks will win by 10, I think.
And this is the first time there will be no competition for Sunday Night Football.
Mm.
There will be no NBA. There will be no World Series. So now the eyes of the sporting world.
Yes.
They're solely going to be on the NFL in the 8 o'clock time slot. And, of course, they'll see a Sterling product.
Of course.
So it's Eagles hosting the Cowboys. Who's that Cowboys quarterback?
Is it Garrett? It's
Vince Finucci or something.
Ben Finucci or something like that.
I don't want to besmirch or disparage any good groups here, but I take it a bad sign that you have an Italian-American quarterback.
They are in Let's leave. Italians are great.
I mean, I love lasagna. I'm a lot like Garfield, but Ben DiNucci out of James Madison.
That's a good school for academics.
Yeah, it's a good school for academics.
But hey, Garrett Gilbert, I don't know if he, because they signed Garrett Gilbert from the Browns practice squad.
Garrett Gilbert and Ben DiNucci. Yeah. Ben DiNucci, that's your QB room.
DiNucci and Gilbert. That sounds like a law practice.
In Ben DiNucci's Wikipedia photo, he's getting sacked.
That is the rudest thing to do. But if Garrett Gilbert's, they have like that.
I don't
COVID.
Believe this is a real person.
It
Garrett
is.
Gilbert's?
Yes, Garrett Gilbert. I'm not sure if he's going to pass that COVID policy, but if he does, that's your starting quarterback, and he's good.
Oh, you're just mad that the Cowboys stole him from the Browns, actually.
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not mad about it, but he's decent. I've seen him, like, sling the ball a little bit.
Wow, and he also transferred from Pitt to James Madison, so he spurned you, and he spurned you. I mean, you get to watch Just for Sport with Jamoke Davis live in studio. That's a real special treat to me.
I love it.
Yeah, I don't think DiNucci's going to be good. I don't think they can. This line might be higher than the Jets-Chiefs line.
Yeah. The Eagles are going to have to. If the Eagles don't lose, they should just leave the NFC. Like, it's like, you gotta go, guys. You can't beat the Cowboys that are so bad and, like, beat up right now.
And I hate the dialogue on the Cowboys right now, because it's all focused on the Dak injury.
Yeah,
but really, what's happened with the Cowboys is the Cowboys powerhouse franchises, this one included, they've always been built on the offensive line.
Yes.
And they didn't care about rebuilding the offensive line this offseason.
Well, they had a late retirement from one of their linemen.
Travis Frederick before the draft, and there was a generational center project prospect.
Yeah.
Whoops, sorry there. Cesar Ruiz on the board when they took a third wide receiver.
Yeah. They went weapons instead of people that can protect. And it's kind of tough, but you got to give praise to the Dallas how they built that line years ago. Just like first rounder, first rounder, first rounder. And sometimes you just think, oh, yeah, I don't need to replace that for a long time. Linemen stay healthy. That was a problem that they didn't go for backups. You know, you just have those farm those linemen. It's easy to do.
Yeah, and they didn't address it, and that got compounded by how the season's gone against them.
Mm-hmm.
So their season's shot. They're not going to be able to tank for a good pick, but they could still win their division. So
honestly, they could We'll see if Garrett Gilbert pulls him out. I think he can.
And then I guess the last slate, boy, we're really ending week on the NFL week 8. The 4 o'clock slates are amazing. The 1 o'clocks are so good.
I'm surprised they're not going to flex anything here.
Yeah, we got to flex. There's no flex. We end with Buccaneers at Giants.
Ooh.
Blech. We can record late next Monday. If you want a 3-4 hour show, Sam, it's no problem.
Hey.
I do not feel the need to watch Buccaneers pounding the Giants. The Buccaneers, they're built to destroy.
Oh, they're built to destroy everybody. But, hey, maybe Daniel Jones runs for 80 yards again, but also gets the touchdown.
I watched a defensive tackle in the Big Ten make that same adjustment that Daniel Jones failed to make on Saturday, 2 days after Jones fell.
Oh, well, so lovely. That just encompasses their whole their season right there.
Yeah, I picked up a day of work on Friday, and I drove the truck to work, and then the truck radio was on NPR, and even NPR was recapping Daniel Jones falling that touchdown.
You don't want people in NPR talking about you, especially here in sports. It's not good.
It's bad news.
Oh, that's so bad. But hey, their receivers, the Giants receivers are coming back, so we'll see.
They are coming back, but unfortunately, they're still the Giants receivers. back Philly, back the Bucks, no problem. And it's a good thing we're back in Philly, because we're back in Philly with our ad read too, giving a shout out to our friends at Faith John's stylized masks for the Philly faithful. I thought those were dog masks. Nah, but they're also this little green West Market Street mask. What's a John, Brian? Do you know
what,
that?
What is John?
Well, you know, John is an all-purpose word used by Philadelphians.
Oh.
You know, the mask is a John. A Wawa sandwich is a John.
Your anything microphone's a John.
Yeah, this is a John. That's a John. We're all John, and we're John about Face Johns. And if you want to know more about Face Johns or get yourself one of their designer masks, check out facejohn.com. That's facejawn.com. And they have a wide range of masks with different prints. Philly stuff, and even sports mantras like the new Dallas sucks, John. Ooh, a truthful John.
I want that.
And the Philly special playbook, John. Face John, they believe that high-quality, affordable masks should be available for everyone, and for every Face John you buy, they'll donate one to a deserving kid at a local Philly school. So, please go to check out facejohns.com and get a John for you and your spawn. Pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah.
So, Biff, we...
Spawn's a good movie.
Spawn's a good movie. Agreed. John Leguizamo, scary clown. But before we get into, you know, our Monday nights, we go our separate ways. Let's just do a little check-in with the future bets.
Future!
MVP check-in. There's been a lot of Russell Wilson dialogue.
Yes. Just,
he started the season at 6-1.
Yeah, what has he got?
He's even odds, even after last night's loss. Okay. Was not affected.
All right, that's good.
Russell Wilson is a prohibitive favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers is 4-1.
Ugh.
Nah, probably not.
Probably not.
Mahomes, 450.
Standard,
no.
Yeah.
Brady, 12-1.
No.
Lamar Jackson, 20-1.
Just not having that season.
Kyler Murray, 20-1.
I might get that one.
And there's nothing we really like early, but when you get into these long shots, Kyler Murray 21 looks great. And then Josh Allen 33-1, no way.
Mm.
But the next two I really like. Derrick Henry 33-1.
Whoa.
Running backs win this award.
Whoa. Yeah.
He's kind of set up that whole team for effective. Other teams are made better by his mere presence on the football field.
True.
Corey Davis owes him like a quarter of his next contract extension. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And
whoa, I like that. But I'll revisit that after the the Bengals. I want to see him do 200. I want to see some. I want those games to be where he picks up all his yards right there.
And do you think there's a chance that Pittsburgh beats Baltimore this Sunday?
It's there. It's a possibility. As I was saying before, it really depends on what Lamar shows up. And if you can get the Steelers down, you know, they really play great from behind. So, you know, you just have to put in position to just keep Ben off the field, the Ravens need to do.
Ben is 33-1 to win MVP.
Mm.
Their offense is humming.
You're right.
He's the poster child. He's coming back from all sorts of adversity, and Ben's never won an MVP.
Mm.
Isn't that amazing?
For
Roethlisberger, two Super Bowls, first ballot Hall of Famer, never even given serious MVP consideration.
Yeah.
And it's kind of similar to Russell Wilson. There's all this dialogue about, oh, Russell doesn't get Russell. Mm. It's the same thing with Ben. Ben was Russell beforehand. He was the quarterback drafted to a good team.
Mm.
He overachieved before he was supposed to. He won a Super Bowl in his second year as a starter. Where's Ben's MVP?
I get it. I see the, yeah, why not? I just don't like him, but his play is, you can't, there's nothing to fault there. He's there. If he keeps winning these tough games, you got yourself a winner.
Yeah, and like Ben, I will admit, I was wrong in my evaluation of the Steelers. It hinged on Ben not being able to do it, What he's been able to do is astounding. His arm is still there. His physicality is still there at the position. It's been an incredible season for him. And you know what? There's all we've seen it every week of the season. The odds, they aren't actually computed on what the probabilities are, computed on the conversations we're having. And if they win that game this Sunday, the conversation next Monday is going to be Ben for MVP. These odds will go to 8-1. So this is actually a good window of opportunity to get in there.
I would say so, because it might be a sneaky one, because he's still, I'm looking at the Titans a lot, for Ben versus the Titans, you know, 268, two touchdowns, three interceptions, you know, so if he's productive, and if you keep beating these really good teams, you can't say no to Ben.
Yeah, but isn't it possible the Steelers go 14-2 or something? If they get the first seed, all they have to do is split with Baltimore. They have one more loss, so they can go 8-2 in their next 10. That's absolutely reasonable. And if they're 14-2, this trophy goes to Roethlisberger.
Yeah, because you got their next games coming up. Ravens, of course. Cowboys, Bengals, Jags. Then you're back to the Ravens.
You're 9-1. Worst case, you're 9-2. Then after that second Ravens game, you have Washington. You have
Bills.
You have the Bengals, the Colts, and the Browns. The Steelers, they're going 12-4 at the very least.
Yeah.
There's amazing value in this Roethlisberger line. I don't know. I'm going to throw down on that.
Yeah. I think that has his last remaining are pretty good.
Okay, so next odds, Offensive Rookie of the Year. Our boy Justin is now the prohibitive favorite at -177.
I'm in.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or Joe Burrow, +225. Justin Jefferson, 12-1.
Okay.
DeAndre Swift, 40-1. Claypool, 25-1. Or Tua is 16-1. And
Tua, they just had to throw him in there.
What do you mean throw him in there? Like, he's the starting quarterback of a team that is maybe going to make the postseason. They're 3-3 right now. They're playing the Rams, but then they have Cardinals, Chargers, Dolphins, Jets, Bengals. Tua is going to go on a hot streak. They're going to win these games regardless of his performance. And he's a bigger star than any of these guys. The NFL has more of an interest in Tua being a star than in Burrow, than Herbert.
But what a slap in the face to give it to Tua after not starting the season. Yes, Herbert didn't start the season, but he got thrusted in there. It just seems rude to throw in Tua if he goes on a tear. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
But one of these guys has the potential to be the starting quarterback for a playoff team, and he's got the longest odds of any of them.
Yeah.
So if he's able to play 10 games and get his team into the postseason,
that would be bonkers. That would be straight up.
But if Buffalo's fallen off, if New England is done like they might be done, I think it's really possible, especially given the schedule. Like, I'm not saying it will happen, but you put $10 on Roethlisberger, you put $10 on Tua, that's a pretty good potential payout.
True. So I'm giving it to Herb. Because it's kind of funny, because I was reading some articles. They were kind of comparing Herbert to Roethlisberger.
That is the comp.
Yeah.
He plays with physicality. He's got a cannon of an arm. And, like, no other quarterback aside Ben has blown people up the way Herbert does.
Yeah.
He's going to injure some linebackers, dog. It's awesome.
It is pretty cool. So, that's going to be fun. That Tua, hey. I mean, I need to see it. I need to see it first. The guy's been injured. I just can't be like, oh, yeah, two is the future. Like, no, I need to see it.
I get it. I'm just saying the value tells me two is the way to go.
Okay.
And, okay, before we go, which of these bets do you think is the best odds?
Okay.
Which one do you want to back? These are divisional bets.
Okay.
Washington, +400 to win the NFC East. Dolphins, +700 to win the AFC East. Or we'll throw in Lions, plus 1600 to win the NFC North.
Okay, so if the Bills don't find a running game, Dolphins can get into that AFC East.
Dolphins have a good coach. Dolphins have a good defense. Washington has an amazing defensive line, which might be the best asset in the entire NFC East. Maybe Cowboys receivers are better, but Cowboys can't use their receivers because they don't have an O-line.
Yeah, okay. Then I'm just – the Eagles, they have a stretch where they go Cowboys, Eagles, Browns, Seahawks, Pack. Dang, you're right. Well, I think Washington's the play.
Yeah, Washington's the play here. Washington 4-1. So yeah, let's give out some long shots here. Our long shots are Ben, MVP, Tua, Rookie of the Year, Washington.
I don't back the Tua one.
Just based on the story.
Yeah, it's there.
We're going narratives here, and these are long shots. You put $5 on this Roethlisberger thing, you got $150 to play with in the wild card round. And if you lose, you won't even remember you lose. So, like, if you do have these accounts, like, these payoffs are looking kind of good. The Washington thing, they're a Ron Rivera mistake away from being that divisional leader. So
Antonio Gibson, Terry McClellan, you have weapons. And Kyle Allen is actually playing well. Oh my goodness, this is scary.
Yeah, they're a B minus in a division full of dumpster fires. That's enough.
Yeah, that's it.
So, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
It's been fun to look into the future. We know what to expect this week 8. We think there's going to be good value in the 4 o'clock slates. The 1 o'clock, we're playing for fun. And, of course, we're going to make our bankroll for the week on the Thursday night game by backing the Panthers. So just popping out to me, Panthers, oh, yeah, 2 units. Browns, sure, unit.
Sure.
Steelers, Packers, T's, 4 units. Chiefs, 1 unit. Rams, a unit. Titans, 4 units. And Saints Seahawks, 2 units each.
Love it.
And then half a unit on each of those little future bets.
I like it.
So this was fun today.
This was great.
We're going to be back Wednesday unsupervised. The parents aren't here.
Halloween. I can't wait.
Yeah, we're going to be wearing costumes. Sam's not home, so we're going to jump on the couch.
We're moving the studio.
I'm going to run in the hallway, damn it.
He doesn't allow running.
Yeah, he's not there. We're running in the hallway, playing floor hockey. We're going to have a grand old time, and I hope you will walk along with the walk on here on Wednesday, available on podcast platforms on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then, of course, we've got the Friday prop drop with Joey Sly, the 52-yard man himself, Steve Clark. And I've had a great time today. I've had a great time every show. And you know what? For the Props Network and the Walk On, this is Joel Walkowski walking off.